In today's Gospel from St. John, we read, quote, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me," unquote. Hello again. Today is the feast of St. Catherine of Siena, a woman who lived the words we just heard from Jesus. One of the outstanding figures of medieval Catholicism, Catherine, as a laywoman, served as a witness of wisdom. While not formally educated, Catherine's book titled The Dialogue, as well as her hundreds of letters and dozens of prayers, also give her a prominent place in the history of Italian literature. This may be seen in statements such as, quote, "Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire," unquote. Catherine was behind the return of the Pope from Avignon to Rome, and then carried out many missions entrusted by the Pope, something quite rare for a woman in the Middle Ages. My colleague, who proudly bears the saint's name, Catherine Heinhold, in speaking about the saint's persuasiveness in convincing the Pope to return to Rome from Avignon, France, noted with a smile, quote, "Catherine told the Pope where to go," unquote. Caterina de Jacopa di Benicassa was born on the 25th of March, 1347, in the Republic of Siena, shortly before the medieval pandemic known as the Black Death ravaged Europe. Her mother, Lapa Pagliente, was a daughter of a local poet, where her father, Jacopo di Benicassa, worked as a cloth dyer, who ran his enterprise with the help of his sons. The house where Catherine grew up still exists. Now, folks, get this fact. Her mother, Lapa, was about 40 years old when she gave premature birth to twin daughters, Catherine and Giovanna. Lapa had already borne 22 children, but sadly, half of them had died. Catherine's twin sister, Giovanna, was handed over to a wet nurse and died soon after. Catherine was nursed by her mother and developed into a happy and healthy child. As a child, Catherine was so merry that the family gave her the pet name of Euphrosyne, which is Greek for joy. In 1377, Catherine founded a woman's monastery of strict observance outside the city in the old fortress of Bergaro. She spent the rest of the year 1377 at Rocco di Oreca, about 20 miles from Siena, on a local mission of peacemaking and preaching. During this period, she had the experience which led to the writing of her major work titled Dialogue. For the most part, Catherine chiefly relied upon her secretaries for her correspondence. Late in 1377 or early in 1378, Catherine traveled to Florence at the order of the Pope, Gregory XI, to seek peace between Florence and Rome. Following Gregory's death in March 1378, riots, the revolts of the Chiompi, broke out in Florence, and in the ensuing violence, Catherine was nearly assassinated. Eventually, in July 1378, peace was agreed on between Florence and Rome, and Catherine returned quietly to Florence. Then in late November 1378, with the outbreak of a major schism in the Catholic Church, Pope Urban VI summoned Catherine to Rome to be an advisor. She stayed at Pope Urban VI's court and tried to convince nobles and cardinals of the Pope's legitimacy, both meeting with individuals at court and writing letters to persuade others. To get the sense of the political influence this medieval woman had on the Church of our times, we have an example of a woman with wisdom and political strategy leading the church in many ways. Catherine describes God in her mystical work, The Dialogues, as a, quote, "sea in which we are the fish," unquote. The point being that the relationship between God and the human being should not be seen as a human contending against the divine and vice versa, but as God being the endless being that supports all things. For many years, Catherine had accustomed herself to a rigorous abstinence. She received the Holy Eucharist almost daily, and was given the grace of the stigmata of the wounds of Jesus, a grace which she did not publicize. Catherine died in Rome on April 29, 1380, at the age of 33, having 8 days earlier suffered a massive stroke, which paralyzed her from the waist down. Catherine's last words were, quote, were the words of Jesus, "Father, into your hands I commend my soul and my spirit," unquote. One feature of Catherine's life which I find intriguing is how much she resembled several other mystical women of that era. Recently, author Jesse Chaffee connected Catherine with six other women of the Middle Ages. You may be familiar with some of them. They are Hildegard of Bingen. She lived between 1098 and 1179. St. Clare of Assisi, who lived between 1194 and 1253. St. Angela of Foligno, who lived between 1248 and 1309. Julian of Norwich, who lived between 1342 and 1416. Marjorie Kemp, who lived between 1373 and 1438. And Joan of Arc, who lived between 1412 and 1431. While not all canonized as saints, each of these women spoke creatively and courageously to the church and the cultures of their times. I invite you to read a short essay by a writer who spoke about the times of each of them. The essay is available on the link next to this homily. That's author Jesse Chaffee's statement. Finally, allow me to note how devotion to St. Catherine continues in our day. Certainly, the men and women of the Dominican order honor Catherine, as she was what is called a Third Order Dominican. But there are also the women I've known who proudly bear the name of Catherine. For example, my Aunt Catherine and other friends named Catherine. It has always impressed me as a strong name because they bear the name of a strong and saintly woman whose example has inspired countless Christians throughout the centuries. Saint Catherine of Siena is indeed worthy of the designation Doctor of the Church.